Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Hey, big thanks to Brandon Fryer and Brian Callahan, who did an excellent job of working on the show today. They held it down. Herbie will be back on Monday, so will I. I know it's weird. I don't even know if it feels like a Friday to you. It does to me. But we will... I don't know what we're going to do on Monday to tell you the God's honest truth. Ordinarily, I can tell you, well, I guess we have stuff that's already built in. Like, we'll talk with Anthony Heron, for example. But I'm not sure in what direction the show will go on Monday. Who knows? There might be another report between now and Monday. Like, we should do, like, the Nagy countdown clock to midnight, even though the report has been refuted by the folks up at Hallis Hall. I also know there's another report that was refuted by the folks at Hallis Hall, and I'm sure that it is going to be a topic of discussion between 2 and 6 today. Why? Because the afternoon show is being held down by my man Rick Camp in studio and Hub Arkish, who will join us shortly. Hey, Campy.
Lawrence, should we make a bingo card of who the next, you know, considering for Bears news, fairly random Bears report will come from? Can we do that?
I mean, yeah, that would be a lot of fun. I was joking on my podcast yesterday that if I reported something political, like, what would people do with it? Because I have a blue check mark. I have a bunch of followers. If I reported that the mayor was going to retire next week, that was going to resign next week, what would people do with that? How would we go about chasing it? And it's just weird, like, everywhere we're at with this particular story, and you kind of know, you knew behind the scenes, like, how I felt about the story and what we're supposed to do with it. I would have preferred that instead of the Bears doing this kind of, oh, well, you know that story, it's not true, before the game, if they would have just said on Tuesday that it wasn't, they could have talked to the exact same reporters. They could have, the sources could have told Dan Pompey and Adam Schefter and whomever else you wanted, and they could have told them on Tuesday the story wasn't true. And I thought it was really strange that they didn't.
Yeah, and then you have to look at it moving forward, and maybe just because there's only like only 32 of these, and we always hear that, whether it's the head coaching job, the GM job, or possibly a president of football operations job. Look at how the Bears organization handled that and be like, all right, if I'm the hot candidate for any of these gigs and I have the Bears offering me and I have someone that I consider to be of equal quality in terms of football, could that end up being a tiebreaker or just something that kind of bites the Bears in the ass to a point? And I think it's you can't take it completely off the table, especially considering that, you know, some of the reputation that this organization has.
It's such an interesting question because there are built-in safeguards when talking about the Bears job that people think elevates it. And it's the idea of, well, it is the franchise of Halas, and it is a charter franchise, and it's market number three. I think that you ask a legitimate question of, yes, any one of these jobs is special, and I think that we would probably put extra weight on being the Bears head coach. But is that offset by the dysfunction that you would have to go in and clean up? If we compare it to what Theo Epstein, because it's a good example of a franchise that was run poorly and all of the things that have to happen for it to kind of realize championship dreams. The amount of cleanup that those guys had to do with the Cubs, busting it down to the studs, even like the simple stuff of our scouts didn't have smartphones when they walked in 2012. I think it's similar with the Bears. The only problem is that whoever comes in to run this franchise, I'm not sure that they'll have as much freedom to rearrange the organization as Theo and Jed did when they walked into the Cubs.
It's a great point, and that's why it's really awesome to get to host today. And not just be able to host in drive time on the day after a Bears game, on a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Friday, but it's also that I get to host with Hub. Because if there's anybody that has as much of that type of behind-the-scenes front office info, like, it's going to be Hub. So, Hub, you know, good to have you in. And just, by the way, how's that being refuted thing going for you? Because we talked about it when we first started of, like, man, just... You know, it's still out there. You tweeted about it at @Hub_Arkish. And we're talking about the Bears front office just in general of the structure looking forward and what has to change. And then they're kind of going at you for an aspect of that.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. And Rick, first, let me apologize to Lawrence. Lawrence, as you can imagine, the phone's been ringing a little bit, and I didn't realize we had transition today. So I apologize for that.
It's all good.
I always look forward to for a chance to visit with you. And guys, it was a fascinating 25 minutes with Matt this morning. I don't know if we carried it on the air here or not. But obviously the subject of the day was some cleanup. You have people working desperately to keep and save jobs. I think that context is always important in things like this. I don't think anybody is lying or being dishonest or telling the whole truth, but this is the tangled web we will try and unweave as we go on. Let's get it out of the way right off the top. Yes, I absolutely stand by the report. The sourcing is impeccable. Logic dictates that it's correct, and it's what I've been told. You know, now have I been wrong before? Of course I have, and I will be again. And if I find out that I am, I will apologize and issue a retraction. But I'm pretty comfortable that I'm not on this one. And how important or relevant that is at the moment to the bigger picture you guys were just talking about, I'm not even sure. But Lawrence, I did seize on something you just said about whoever comes in to clean this thing up. Another thing that I'm hearing from sources is I don't think that Ryan Pace is in anywhere near the danger that people perceive him to be. That doesn't mean that there won't be some additional help brought on board, some reorganization. But I don't know that we're looking at the kind of overhaul that we've seen with the Cubs. Not because I'm, you know, opining whether it should or shouldn't, but that's just doesn't seem to be the way the winds are blowing up at Halas Hall right now.
That makes the job less attractive to me if I'm a coaching candidate, to be honest, Hub, because I don't know who I would want as my GM necessarily, and the coach shouldn't get to pick a GM, but considering some of the dysfunction that the franchise has had and having Ryan Pace being at the helm of that and only posting, what, one winning season as this team's GM, if I were looking at two different franchises' openings and they were equal, that wouldn't push me towards the Bears side of it.
I certainly don't dispute that at all, Lawrence. I mean, your logic is, again, I can use the word impeccable again, but I think what you look at there, one of the few things that I'm kind of 100% sure of right now is, let's go back to the beginning when we all woke up Tuesday morning. I think it's been pretty much established that it was just terrible reporting, was not sourced effectively. I do believe that no decisions had been made at the time that that report came out. I'm sure George has a pretty good idea what he wants to do. But I don't think that those decisions are final right now. And there is a counterpoint to that, which is that these jobs are impossible to get. You know, there's 32 GMs in the world. There's 32 head coaches in the world. And when you step away from the current mess and look at the makeup of the Bears roster and that offense in particular, there's some things an incoming head coach is going to like. This is not a complete rebuild. You know, it appears that you may have a franchise quarterback of the future. There is some promise developing on the offensive line. There is some promise at tight end, and they're in great shape at running back. They're going to be desperate at wide receiver. Then you turn around and you look at the defense. If you want to trust the 30-somethings for one more year, and you know you're guaranteed at least one more year with Roquan Smith, and hopefully you resign, you know, Bilal Nichols and Eddie Jackson, the coaches always think that they're the guy to fix it and get it done. So you're right. It's going to be a significant impediment, but I think that the right salesman can still sell that this is better than some of the other jobs that are going to be open.
It really feels like, even with everything else that you mentioned, Hub, that normally a quarterback, like what we saw last time with Trubisky, of just, okay, you have to bring in a coach that likes the guy, that likes the quarterback. It may be just as simple as Fields looks like he's got a great chance to be much better than Mitch Trubisky has shown to be so far. It's just that Justin Fields is a guy that you'd assume a lot bigger percentage of possible candidates out there, if the Bears go the offensive route, would say, yeah, I see the potential there. I see all the tools. And like you mentioned, of these candidates always saying, I'm the one that can either fix it or get it to its highest potential. Maybe that's something that at least makes this coaching search, even if it is somewhat similar in terms of a lot of the parameters, it makes it a little better of an opportunity for someone this time around.
Well, listen, I think Lawrence is spot on in his point about the reasons it's unattractive. It was actually part of the focus of the column I wrote where we broke the story about the Justin decision. And it is a hurdle to overcome. But this is why I kind of started with, I think that George McCaskey knows that, you know, and so I'm not reporting that Ryan Pace is safe and he's going to be back. I'm saying what I'm hearing is that he's just not in as much trouble as we think. But we also are hearing that they do understand they may have to add to the team, you know, and it may be that you keep Pace, but there's two hires. And we're assuming, by the way, that Matt is gone. And it's hard to envision him being able to save his job at this point, but stranger things have happened. So let's just get that out there. But on the assumption, on the reasonable assumption that Matt is not going to be able to salvage this, in addition to hiring a head coach, you know, maybe you bring in a football czar, a president of football operations, and put him above both of them, or maybe you just try and split the baby. And you let Ryan remain general manager, and he has control of roster and personnel, but you also bring in a football operations guy who oversees the marriage of the two, you know, where business and strategy and decision making meets on play field. That system has been used and worked on occasion. It's not ideal. It's not my first choice, but it's all on the table right now.
What I find really interesting, I want to go back to your report, and I'll just say that I had heard similar things to what you had reported, but you actually went and sourced it. The other part is what I didn't like of what I heard from the denial of it is that we have Matt's words. We have Matt's plan, and we knew that his plan wasn't to start Justin Fields, and clearly that there was a change, and we know that Dalton had the injury part of it. As you said, Hub, like there's logic that goes into the way that he had reacted after the game, talking about Andy Dalton still being this team starter, and then that changing in a 12-hour period. So what changed? And it makes all the sense in the world that an edict from anybody to say, you know what, we should probably start playing Justin Fields more makes sense.
Did you guys know that Lawrence also has ESP? I'm trying to split the baby too, guys. I'm trying to feed my my employers at the Score and my employers at Shaw Media and the Daily Herald. And I was trying to get my column sent before we came on. I haven't pushed send yet. But that's one of the main points, Lawrence, is that when you read the full quote, and I'm sure Caesar will get it for us at some point in the next 4 hours. We'll go through this and make sure everybody has all the facts. He follows the denial by talking about when you have a plan and repeats the plan that was the plan for Andy for 3 months that suddenly changed in 48 hours with nobody being on the field and says that's now the plan for Justin and why would we change it? Well, okay. I mean, there's some reasons we could think of, like the boss told you have to.
Right.
You know, that in itself is proof of nothing. But I mean, that's when it becomes part of his denial, as if you got a plan and you got to stick with it, and yet you didn't. Listen, guys, I've been with this from the beginning. I like Matt Nagy. I respect him. I don't doubt his integrity or his honesty in any way. I think he treats the media probably with more respect than anybody that we've ever dealt with in that building since Dick Geron. So this isn't a he said, she said. I don't take any of this personally. This is our job as reporters and journalists is just to do it right, and this was done right. Doesn't mean that I can't be wrong. And he has not at any point accused me of lying or being dishonest. So I don't want this to devolve into that. This is not a battle between Matt Nagy and myself. This is a guy trying to save his job, you know. And I think a big part of our conversation, Rick, this afternoon has to be the overarching conversation of the entire 25 minutes today, because I wasn't the only reporter he challenged, you know. And I don't think that challenge was necessarily accurate or fair either, you know, and yet I understand what he's doing. They got the win. Everything's backed off. It's pretty clear he's going to get at least one more game, maybe six more games, you know, seven more games. Well, I can't remember, forgot what's left now. Six more games. I'm sorry. The schedule change has been screwing me up all year long. And right now, They're doing cleanup work. It's what they have to do, and I'm sure they're doing it in some coordination. And so now our job as reporters and analysts and talk show hosts is to wade through everything that we're being presented and trying to get to the most likely truths and the most likely outcomes. Truth is not a cut and dried word anymore, unfortunately, in our society, and I'm not going to get in trouble with the bosses and start talking about other arenas besides sports. But particularly in this case, there's semantics and there's massaging and they're doing it all as people try and save their jobs and try and win football games. And I guess that's what makes this all in some respects so entertaining.
And Bob, I'd love to know what you think about, I'm annoyed by them and I've been on the record with that, but it seems as if they feel like something great was accomplished yesterday. That's the reaction. Like, now they can exhale because they took all 60 minutes to beat Detroit yesterday. What was legitimately accomplished yesterday?
Well, Lawrence, I think they did accomplish something great. They survived, you know, and I say that both, you know, with a straight face and a little bit facetiously, I guess, because they know they didn't accomplish anything special on the football field. And again, this was part of my lead on yesterday's game column, is that I don't think there's any other team in the league they could have beat yesterday, and I think the Lions beat themselves as much as the Bears did. These are smart football guys. They may not be the guys that are right for this situation, for this team, and Matt, you know, he could be the next Bill Belichick. I mean, he may just not be ready the first time around. We just don't know. You know, where we get in trouble with this as analysts is when we start pretending we can predict the future or that we even have a complete grasp on the present. But, I mean, one of the questions I asked Matt today was, you know, a little disturbing to me was the ground game has been so good and he rushed for 188 yards against the Lions last time. What happened there? He didn't dodge it. He said, you're right. He said it's one of the things that came apart, you know, and I think I got to go back and read some of his answers, but I think he even addressed the fact that, you know, gosh, it was difficult. and you know, he did want to give the Lions credit, fairly so. You know, they're a team that tied the Steelers and the Ravens needed, what, a record-setting field goal to beat them. But we all watched what happened yesterday. I mean, the Lions beat themselves. They had a chance to put that game away before they started committing penalties left after right. And then the end game with the timeouts was a comedy of errors like nothing I've ever seen. And they know all that. And so the feeling that you're getting is what they're intending you to feel, because they're trying to clean it all up now to not have the next 10 days be like the last three or four. But everybody knows what's coming as we get closer to the Cardinals. And now let's see what happens. You know, I think a bigger fear for those of us who would rather focus on the game, I don't know what kind of team they're going to put out there, you know, against the Cardinals. I mean, Roquan's not going to be ready in 10 days with a hamstring. We don't know if Robinson's ready to come back from the hamstring. We don't know where Akeem Hicks is, and we know Khalil Mack's not coming back. So regardless of whether it's Andy Dalton or Justin Fields at quarterback, this is already not looking too pretty a week from Sunday. So this is, they're not going to get a long time to breathe. And so I think you're getting that sense because they have it now. We should probably all give it to them. Let them take the holiday weekend, collect themselves, and then let them come back and fight as hard as they can. I don't know what else you can do.
And looking at that remaining schedule, I mean, if you're saying how many more, assuming no big injuries happen from here moving forward on any of these teams move on any of these teams, the Bears might be favored in one game the rest of the year when they host the Giants. And that would probably be about it, because if you got Arizona, Green Bay, Minnesota twice, because this is a thing for me as well. What's the bigger tradition? Bears Lions on Thanksgiving, or the Bears in Minnesota to end the season? It is like every single season this ends up happening. But either way, the Bears are not going to be favored very often the rest of this year. And that's also just a sign of obviously the attrition that they've suffered along with other teams. But just that, like, what are we doing here? It almost feels like we're spinning the wheels, just because it's not like there's going to be this huge turnaround that happens to change anything on the field necessarily the rest of this season.
Well, you know, guys, I think they've proven that when healthy and all together, they can play with the best teams in the league. You know, even you look at that Packer game, was a 3-point game with 5 minutes left to play. But to your point, Rick, I mean, to me, the key now is Allen Robinson and Roquan Smith. If they have to go forward, you know, with the guys we know are not coming back, I mean, at this point, they've played enough without Akeem. You know, you'd love to have them back, but maybe they can overcome that. But if they have to now play these legitimate playoff contenders without Allen Robinson and Roquan Smith, regardless of who the quarterback is, I think we're kidding ourselves to expect anything great.
What are you guys going to do on the show today?
It doesn't really get much better than the lineup that we have. We have Eric Edholm at 2:40, obviously nice. Covering Bears NFL along with the draft. Greg Gabriel at 3:40, because with all this front office stuff going on, like someone that's been in that scenario, I mean, it's really priceless to be able to have him on. And then at 4:40, I know it's something that we've talked about, Lawrence, and you know, in other like group threads that I'm in, and just talking with people of, okay, if the Bears want to maybe put in a president of football operations, who are maybe some of those people, and what are all the everything that goes around it with it. So Dan Pompey is going to join us at 4:40.
Oh, so you just put together a murderer's row of football people for today's show.
I mean, seriously. And then just like being able to host with Hub, which, by the way, like, if there's this is
some BS, Campy. This is, you got a cheat code today. You got a football cheat code today for the next 4 hours.
Who do you think you're telling? Because, like, yeah. I mean, honestly, like what's been done by Caesar for me today is exactly what the Bears should be doing for Justin Fields.
Lawrence, I want you to know that I tried to talk Campy into some extended Bulls talk, and he said, "Come on."
It's true.
I mean, look, I did want to ask him about the last two games, but no. This is a football show today, and you got the right people on it to talk about it. So I'm going to go enjoy my weekend and listen to you guys on the Odyssey app and get some knowledge.
Thank you, Lawrence. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take time out, come back, get everything started the right way. I'm Rick Camp. He's Hub Arkish. I mean, if you want football talk, there's no better place to be the rest of this afternoon. We're here with you until 5:45. That's when Bulls pregame starts on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.